From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Thousands of water right holders in the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta watershed are contemplating impacts of emergency curtailment regulations that could cut off farm water supplies. Organic nectarine farmer Al Kurchesny says a curtailment would be disastrous for farmers in California, but particularly for small family farmers like myself. Water from the Delta supplies two-thirds of Californians and millions of acres of farmland. Hundreds of cattlemen and women attended the 28th Annual Cattlemen's College in Nashville last week, held in the days before the Cattle Industry Convention and National Cattlemen's Beef Association Trade Show. According to the NCBA, Cattlemen's College is one of the industry's premier educational events and brings stimulating sessions to help generate better returns for operations. On-demand videos from Cattlemen's College are available online for registered attendees and for a fee for non-attendees. The USDA is making up to $500 million available in grants to help rural health care facilities, tribes, and communities expand access to COVID-19 vaccines, health care services, and nutrition assistance. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says through the Emergency Rural Health Care Grants, USDA will help rural hospitals and local communities increase access to vaccines and testing, medical supplies, telehealth, and food assistance. He says these investments will also help improve the long-term viability of rural health care providers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.